Third and final hour here, Robbie and Rex Road in the game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. I'm Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser producing, and Paul Kaharski in for his final day in for Robbie Stanley.
I'm sponsored by Natural Grass 365. They're locally owned and operated for nearly 10 years. You need to check out amazing examples of their work on Instagram at grass365_Nashville. Check them out on Instagram at grass365_Nashville. I saved one of my very best chips for the last day. People consider me cranky, grumpy, and negative.
Consider you.
And so I've got a alter ego, Positive PK, and it's always fun to visit with Positive PK. And I'll simply introduce him as that. How you doing, Positive PK?
How you doing, Positive PK?
I'm feeling positive as always. I'm doing great. First of all, let me just say, you be quiet for a second, Mr. Negative. Mr. Rex Road, I just want to say, you do a fantastic job with all your work. You do a great job covering Nashville sports. You're always positive. You always have a great attitude. I think you're wonderful. I feel sorry that you had to work with Mr. Negative poopy pants all week.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Okay, we got a radio that needs to be turned off.
I'm going to be negative about that.
I'm going to be negative about that.
Is that you, Positive PK, with the radio on?
No, it's not me. It's not me. I'm just spreading my positivity all over Nashville like I always do. I'm like you.
I just had a rant. We're going to have to turn you off for a second, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, what?
All right, Nick, see if you can disconnect and reconnect.
That would not be his radio on? No? Positive P, he's so positive he wants to hear himself talk.
Twice,
yeah.
Or me. He wants to hear me twice. Nick will try to resolve that. I'm anxious to ask Positive PK about this waving issue that I raised in my rant and to see if he gets waved at. I have a feeling that he gets waved at a lot.
Right. I have a feeling he gets pre-waved at.
Yeah, he gets waved at before anything happens.
Right. By the way, a lot of reaction to your rant, including
everyone's saying favorite, they wave all the time.
Well, my favorite nickname for you, which is Pre-K. Pre-K is back, baby. Little bottle. Little bottle of crying baby.
That's pretty funny.
Pre-K is pretty funny.
Never heard that before.
That's solid.
How are we looking, Nick?
Do we have Positive PK back and not doubling up?
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
So we just had a conversation. I don't feel like anybody waves at me, Positive PK, when I let them into traffic. Do you get waves?
Of course I get waves. I wave all the time. You let somebody in, they wave. Somebody lets you in, you wave. You always have to wave. It's a positive thing to do. I never thought that before, but now, because of the power of positivity, see, my positivity just exudes to people, and they want to do positive things towards me. That's why I always wave. They always wave to me. You have to wave. Not you're Mr. Negative. See, they don't want to wave to negative people like you, because you're a negative Mr. Poopy Pants.
I know you pay close attention to the Titans. I'm wondering.
I love the Titans.
I'm wondering if you pay attention to Vrabel's press conferences. And if you feel like he's in a better mood.
I think he's always in a great mood. I love his press conferences. I love the way he interacts with the media. He's fantastic. He's always truthful and honest with his answers. He talks about, you know, what's going on with the team and who's hurt, who's not hurt, who's going to play, who's not going to play. It's fantastic. One of the highlights of my day is when I download the Mike Vrabel press conference after practice or after game. He just exudes positivity. That's why he's so successful. That's why the Titans are great. They're great.
Messi is probably coming to Nashville on Friday night. It's going to be an impossible ticket. How are you viewing this big event?
I'm so excited. You kidding me? Lionel Messi? Messi versus Mukhtar for a championship? It's going to be fantastic. I already have my tickets. I'm all set up. I've got a suite. I got my snacks. I've got everything working. And by the way, you're not invited because only positive people, Nashville SC fans, are invited.
You know what I'm finding interesting is that Positive PK seem so. First of all, I must take away from this that he actually thinks that I'm a terrible writer, right? Like, I mean, that's. But also, the only thing he's negative about is you.
It is a little bit hurtful.
So you save all of your negativity.
You know what? Bring it upon yourself because of your negativity. You see, here's your problem. You're always picking fights with callers. You're always picking fights with people on your website. You're always picking fights with coaches and players. You want to be Mr. Confrontational Hot Take Man. Just be positive. Just be positive. Exude more positivity. And now you'll get more positivity back towards you. That's the problem. The reason I am so positive, but I'm negative towards you because you're the most negative person. You are so negative. Everything. Oh, the offensive line's not that good. Oh, this guy missed a tackle. Oh, this guy threw an interception. Just enjoy it. Ride the ride. That's what life's all about. Be positive for once.
I'm supposed to feel good about these kickers?
I feel great about these kickers, sport. Competition makes people better. Come on, sport. It's great.
The is very. That's there.
I like that. And
that's
now,
a very JV, yeah.
Mason Crosby. It's gonna be great.
Who's gonna win that competition?
We're the fans. All of us are gonna win because whoever wins the competition is gonna be a great kicker. I can see it now. AFC Championship game against Kansas City. 3 seconds left. 55-yard field goal. One of those guys. Whoever wins the job. It's gonna stare right through the updates and all but go to the Super Bowl.
I'm a little sad, Positive PK, that this is my last day filling in for Robbie. And because you're so positive, I figured you could cheer me up a little.
Well, perhaps if you were more positive, maybe they'd let you stay around a little bit longer. That's your problem. You're like a virus. That's your problem. Your negativity is a virus. They probably just it'd probably be a 3-person show if you'd been more positive. But you know, oh, this guy's not playing well. Oh, this guy didn't do this in practice. Oh, Frankel said this. That's your problem. If you were more positive, they'd let you stick around a little bit longer. I guarantee it, sport.
We got a lot of homers that listen to this show, so they're gonna want to hear your prediction for the Titans' record this season. I'm gonna take off my headphones here because it can be hard for me to hear. You go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, Titans this year, I mean, come on, 14-3, number one seed, home field advantage all the way through the playoffs, see in Vegas, sports. Already made my reservations. I don't even gamble. I'm going to Vegas.
How many of the next, I don't know, 10 Super Bowls?
Ryan Tannehill, league MVP, Derrick Henry, 2,500 yards rushing. Tajay Spears, 1,500 yards rushing. It's going to be fantastic. DeAndre Hopkins, 180 catches for 40 touchdowns. It's going to be great.
That's a high rate. It's a high TD rate.
So you like Tim Kelly, huh?
Oh, this offense is going to be humming, baby. Remember the Eric Coryell? You're old like me, negative poopy pants man. Remember the Eric Coryell back in the early 80s? It's going to be a carbon copy. Balls flying all over the place, touchdowns galore, rushing. It's going to be fantastic. And this offensive line, don't sleep on this offensive line. You remember the Hogs? Remember the Washington Redskin Hogs? Better than that, baby. Can't wait.
What is your analysis of Todd Downing, by the way? What did you think of him?
I thought he was a fantastic offensive coordinator. You know, different things happen. You know, you get back from a game and you're celebrating a little too much, and sometimes things happen. I thought he was grossly misunderstood. Great offensive coordinator. You know, you know where he is now? He's with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers. It's not Nate Hackett. It's Todd Downing that Aaron Rodgers wants to work with. I know that for a fact. Sport.
Oh, PK's at a loss.
Well, I mean, you've covered the offense. We might as well go to the other side of the ball. Defensively, will they give up any points?
Not a single one. They're going to be the first team in NFL history to go through an entire season without giving up a point. It's going to be fantastic. Carol Landry, 75 sacks.
Does Positive PK like have any like Preds thoughts? I mean,
okay. Oh, yeah, ask him.
What are you thinking on the Preds this year, Positive PK?
I love what they're doing. The youth movement. These kids are hungry. They're going to mix in with the veterans. Roman Yossi's going to have another 100-point season. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to go to Preds games this year. I love the coaching staff. I love the young players. I love the guys that got in free agency. It's going to be fantastic sport. Stanley Cup, here we come.
He calls everyone sport like I call everyone chief. That's the positive version of chief.
Sport is a little bit nicer. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's a little more positive. Yeah, for sure.
It's more positive. You call somebody chief. I mean, come on. Come on, sport.
Well, positive PK, you've done it again. You've brought joy to the people of Nashville. I appreciate it. They can hear you periodically on the Paul Kuharsky podcast. We look forward to another visit. Sorry about the phone glitches here. Nick is still working up to speed over there.
I think it might have been positive PK's phone. Do you have one of those Sports Illustrated like football phones from 1988?
How did you know that, Rex Road? I do. It's fantastic. It's got a Titans logo on it. Jamie autographed it a few years ago. I love it. And by the way,
Titans logo in 1988.
And Mr. Negative, let me say one thing. Don't you dare say a bad word about our U.S. women's soccer team. They gave their all at the World Cup. They came up a little short. Don't you dare say anything negative about them.
They just ought to try scoring more than one goal in the whole tournament.
Would you stop? Listen, Alex Morgan is a supermodel. She's a mom. She's got other things to do. Okay, so they exited a little early. All these teams, because we're so good, all these other teams had to step their games up. That's a positive thing for women's soccer.
And there you have it. Positive PK. Oh, and there's myself coming back at me. Thank you so much, Positive PK. Very much appreciate the positivity. I'm going to take your words as genuine appreciation. That's how I'm going to take them.
Yeah, it rubs off on me for about 30 minutes.
Well, Mr. Rexford, you are a true professional. Thank you so much for having me on your show. You have a positive day. And Mr. Negative, you know, try being positive once in a while. It couldn't hurt you.
Thanks, Chief.
See you, sport.
And a nice on the way out. And we come back, we'll react to Positive PK. Robbie and Rex are 1025, 1063 The Game. Join 1025, 106 The Game. 106.3 The Game at Door Jam this Saturday, celebrating Vanderbilt sports at the David Williams Recreation Center. The fun kicks off at 2 p.m. will include autograph sessions, photo booths, and lawn games. Head out there to support Vanderbilt Athletics as fall sports return in a few weeks. Also, join 1025, 1063 The Game and come out to the 10th annual Williamson County Battle of the Badges Blood Drive tomorrow. Every 2 seconds, someone is in need of blood. So stop by the Brentwood Library at 8109 Concord Road from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sponsored by B.L. Harbert International. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025, 1063 The Game. Joe Rexroad here, Paul Kuharsky in for Robbie Stanley.
Sponsored by Nashville Grass 365. If your dogs are digging up the grass or rolling in the mud, consider a turf play area with superior drainage. Head to nashville.grass365.com for more information.
We had quite a bit of reaction to our friend Positive PK. Andy Ben says, well, that Chris Sanders doing his best PK impersonation. I don't think so. Some people thought it was Stillman. It was not Stillman. I can tell you it was not Jared Stillman. We're not going to tell you who it was. We're not telling you who it was. Is Positive PK. This is Grigsby on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Is Positive PK friends with reality grounded Stilly?
That's the best comment we've gotten on the text line during my 2 weeks here.
That's very good. We need that character. Stilly. We need Stilly. Yeah.
We're taking auditions. DM me if you want to audition for Reality Grounded Stilly.
Oh my goodness! And Maddie, I did miss this opportunity. Maddie, ask him about last year's left tackle. That would have been good.
I did on my podcast, and he thought Dennis Daly was also misunderstood, like Todd Downing.
A misunderstood genius. that Dennis Daly. So, also had some comments, you know, very interesting that going back to the rant that, you know, you are someone talking about courtesy. It's a very interesting.
I have my moments, the courteous,
loving person you are.
I have my spots.
Yeah.
And that is one.
We've had a lot of individual texts. Vingan texted us and said that he actually holds his wave. I've done that before, too. Like, holds the wave to make sure, like, did you see it? Look, I'm holding it, holding the wave. You want to make sure that people see the wave.
Yeah.
You know? Now, is it possible that some of these times when you think you're not getting a wave, that you maybe just missed it. No. Maybe it was a little too fast.
No, I'm focused very strongly on the person. Listen.
You're looking hard for it.
I didn't say this. I'm going to tell you what I do. I don't get the wave. Like in this situation with this guy, because I'm at a light stopped in a long line of cars. First off, don't comment to me that I can't take a picture of this. There are some people who are not qualified to be in a long line of stopped cars at a red light taking a picture. I am not one of them. I am capable of taking a picture
in
a stopped car.
Someone saying it's not safe? Yeah, if you're stopped.
I am completely capable. Yeah. But listen, this guy did not wave, and his car, as I said, is not fully in the lane. It's still kind of at a 45-degree angle where, you know, the guy's elbow on his windowsill, and I can kind of see him partly in profile. I honked a horn to get his attention, to wave at him to say, you should be waving at me, to which he kind of shrugged. So I'm even more annoyed. I'm telling him, I'm correcting his behavior. I'm giving him a correction.
Dude, no way, but
you should wave, and he's shrugging off me telling him he should wave.
Yeah, okay.
Heightening my disgust.
Yes. All right, Jack, I don't know if you have any interest in this. Jack from Nashville says, a few people have commented on this in the 2 weeks you've been doing the show. The listeners need to hear the Do Lock the Lock story.
Okay. Quickly, don't block the box is, and people get this the wrong way. You cannot go into an intersection with a light if there's traffic ahead of you and you can't clear the intersection when the light changes, because then when the light changes, people coming across can't get through. This is different than going into an intersection with oncoming traffic when the light changes. There's room for you to make a left turn. You must go into the intersection in that circumstance to make the left turn.
Totally agree.
So I paired that with do lock your locks because several years ago I turned on the alarm system at my house, but I did not lock my front door. And it turned out a kid in the adjacent neighborhood at a party took a lot of acid, ended up in my neighborhood naked. Because if you take a lot of acid, Joe, I've researched this, you get hot. And a lot of people who get hot on a lot of acid take off their clothes. He was running naked on a street over from mine. Somebody called the police. The police were chasing him, and he ran down my street and for some reason tried my front door, which was unlocked, and set off the alarm. I was asleep, 2 o'clock in the morning. I was asleep in my bonus room. My son, fortunately, was in bed with my wife. He was 7 or 8. My wife screamed, Paul, there's somebody in the house. I have no glasses on and am completely, you know, in a fog. Run down the stairs. There's a brunette woman at the bottom of my stairs who looks somewhat like my wife, screaming at a naked guy who's at the back of my house who had run into my house. My alarm's going off. My dog is barking in the front yard. This woman is screaming at the guy, do you live in this house? I'm screaming, get the bleep out of my house. He doesn't live in my house.
So the woman's a police officer?
The woman turns out to be a police officer, okay, which I don't plug into for some time. It turns out to have only taken 3 minutes. It felt like an eternity. This guy ultimately charges us. She tases him. I grab his legs. We wrestle him together. I kind of smash into a edge of a door frame. We ultimately wrestle him over. I'm trying to drag him out the open door. I just want him out of my house is my instinct. She gets his arms behind him, cuffs him. She talks into her shoulder microphone, and I look up and finally see that A, that it's a police officer, B, that it's not my wife, though I never really kind of thought it was my wife. This kid gets a shot that they give somebody who's wild on drugs and dragged out into a fire truck or an ambulance or whatever. The Brentwood police did a great job, but I failed to lock my locks and put my family at risk in a very scary situation that still has psychological implications on at least 2 of us, probably 3 of us. And so I, after returning to tell this story on my radio show, added to Don't Block the Box, be sure to lock your locks.
So here's, that's new information on acid, but also
that readjust your acid dosage.
Right, yeah.
You're gonna dress more lightly when you're wearing
pre-show. That's the thing. I'm kind of warm right now, you know. I'm kind of cold right now. Why did the alarm go off?
I set the alarm. I just didn't lock the door.
Right. But I mean,
so he came in the house.
So that
set off
immediately
the alarm.
Set off. Even though, so even if with the door unlocked, the alarm still is going to go off.
Yeah. If you set the alarm.
If you set
which
the
I
alarm.
Did. So yeah. I set the alarm, but gotcha. I didn't lock the door.
Okay, now that'll make sense.
Now, nightly, I'm asked 3 or 4 times if I have set the alarm and locked the locks.
Yes. And it ends up being a nice.
It's a nice reminder.
It's a nice parting. Yeah, it's a nice parting line. But yeah, I actually remember.
I'd rather not that. Have that parting line.
I remember hearing that or most of that. I think on your previous show, but I forgot about the actually having to grab the kid. My gosh, that's terrible. Because Ricky had the same thought I did. It's like basically like Will Ferrell, but not looking for KFC. You know,
I still sometimes think about this and wish that I had. Handled it differently, even though I handled it fine.
So,
and I by the way, like my wife knows the kid's name, follows him on Instagram to kind of track what he did. I got a letter from him just with his initials apologizing and saying he would change his ways and all of that, which I don't believe he has based on my wife's following of him on Instagram. Okay. I never wanted to know his name because the reporter and me, I would have tracked him and done stuff, and I knew that would be unhealthy for
done
me.
Stuff.
Well, like if I
slash his tires?
No, but I would have gone to confront his parents. I would have done stuff that was outside the parameters of what I probably should have done. So I stopped myself from doing that. I didn't go to the court date, which I felt kind of obligated to, but I talked myself out of.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible that you guys went through that. It's also sad on the other side, right?
It's also fortunate for him. Because I think at 90% of the houses in your neighborhood and mine, he would have been shot.
There may have been a firearm involved. Yeah. Right. All right. On that note, we were going to talk Titans running backs. We will do that next on Robbie and Rex. So it's presented by T.J. Anderson Homes, Benchmark Realty. Call T.J.'s team to see why they are referred so often. Come up next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, is back. Sign up today at thegamenashville.com or the 102.5 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Show, the game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. I'm Joe Rex Show, Paul Kaharsky, in for Robbie Stanley.
Nashville Grass 365 has been kind enough to sponsor my time here for a playground or high traffic area. Their sealed turf, superior synthetic grass is a perfect solution. Just go to Nashville Grass. Nashville.grass365.com to find more details.
And you got a half hour left of this show of being able to watch the beautiful faces as we stream live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every day. Video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. So, PK, the running back situation for the Titans. Jonathan Ward gets hurt in the preseason opener at Chicago. The Titans have added a running back. Hassan Haskins, as you said, was not at practice yesterday, or was not participating yesterday. So you got some nicks and bruises. Meanwhile, Julius Chestnut, Hassan Haskins, that's a competition I anticipated. And I actually guessed Chestnut going into camp, in part because of Hassan Haskins' legal trouble. And then, of course, we all saw Tajay Spears look really good and kind of indicate to people, yeah, I mean, he's going to be some kind of a factor in this offense, whereas I'm not sure any other back other than Derrick Henry will be. But what's your sense for that position right now?
Well, Haskins, to me, I think he's a very good special teams coverage player. He runs down the field and makes some nice tackles. That adds value. Chestnut can play on all four of the main special teams. He only had one snap in Chicago on special teams, so he's on stage now, Chestnut. I don't know. Haskins could reemerge in Minnesota. We don't know. But I think Chestnut, I think Ward's unlikely to resurface immediately. So Chestnut's going to get some special teams time here and be able to make more of an impression, probably get more carries, and needs to seize the day and secure it. You know, one of those guys isn't making it. You know, they've been big about the due process for Haskins. There's not going to be a great deal more clarity come his court date on the 30th, I wouldn't think. so they could string that out and have it be a non-factor. You know, there's only so often we could bring it up. And so they really can, quote unquote, get away with having him until it comes. Now, what's the next court date? And, you know, if they carry him on the roster, is there a court date in October where all of a sudden this gets amped
where his
up?
Availability could
and,
all of a sudden be in
things become
question.
A problem? That should be factored in.
Yeah. I do think that Haskins has looked better than Chestnut as a runner.
I think so, too.
I didn't really think that in camp a year ago. So I don't know what that means.
How much better you look as a runner in practices is not as big a deal because it's not that much of a read.
I mean, but preseason games also, and again, we've only had the one this year. Last year, Chestnut, and I know you got the camp heroes and the preseason game going against threes, and yeah, you look great. But I just thought last year he really looked good in some of those preseason games where you're actually tackling people to the ground and things like that.
And they liked him a lot coming when they brought him in as an undrafted.
And I've liked Jonathan Ward a lot. And I think that he's a nice backup to Spears if he's okay. You know, I mean, I think I've looked at it like Henry and one of those two, Haskins or Chestnut, and then Spears and Ward. That's how I've looked at the room. I mean,
I have two.
There's no fullback that's going to be part of this. That's going to be probably Trevon Wesco. Kevin Rader lined up in the Bears game in the I formation as a fullback. I mean, they're going to.
I think they could put any of them back.
Yeah, use tight ends in that role. But I think Ward is a little more important than people might realize. And yeah, Chestnut, one special team snap in the Chicago game. Sometimes that means he's not a factor. But in this case, you believe this means that it might only be they wanted to look at some other guys. You got a lot of guys right now that you're trying to look at in some of those roles, but that maybe this coming game, Chestnut gets an extended special teams opportunity.
Yeah, or if he doesn't, that they're just fine with him on special teams and already have a verdict on that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of surprising. I don't know. It'd be kind of surprising that you wouldn't want to still rep him in there,
yeah,
right?
No, I agree. I would expect to see him.
Jeff from Hendersonville says, Haskins is like watching paint dry. Have I mentioned bring back Hilliard? Yeah, Hilliard is certainly a guy. I mean, I don't know. The thing with Hilliard is what we've seen of him here, I was surprised he was just available, as good as he was in that 21 season at times. And then last year.
He's their leading touchdown receiver.
Yeah, I mean, last year, before he hurts the neck, he's a factor. He's a good third down back. And so I guess it speaks to the position that he's just out there right now. By the way, on the running back front, Paul, in the NFL, you've got Dalvin Cook signing with the Jets. Finally, that's official. I did not necessarily.
He got a base of $7 million, which gives Vikings $2 million of release, and he joins Michael Carter. And Breece Hall is recovering from an ACL, I think, so it's going to be a while for him.
Right. Now,
Breece Hall
is
a lot.
Nice player. Oh, very. Yeah.
And apparently, Breece Hall is being activated off the PUP list, according to one of Joe's colleagues, Mike Rosenblatt, I think is how you say his last name.
Zach Rosenblatt.
Yep. So he says he's coming off the PUP list today.
So, yeah, it was an ACL. That was October. It was October 23rd. So, and you see this a lot, but I'm looking at headlines about Breece Hall, and it's a bunch of way ahead of schedule, fantastic rehab, Yeah, but they expect to have him.
But a running back is a different deal.
Yes. But if he's able to be effective, and you add, I like Dalvin Cook a lot. I mean, I thought Kevin Seifert earlier made good points about, because Madison has been a nice two for Cook, but he's just not the home run hitter. And Cook is. And Cook catches the ball really well in the backfield. I mean, I'm sorry, but I like the Jets, man. I don't want to be swept up in the hype here. And I just don't – I don't know how good Rodgers is. I mean, I think that's the biggest question right now to me. Not the biggest question, but it's ultimately, if we're talking about them as a Super Bowl team, then he's got to be vintage Aaron Rodgers. And I know we're not too far removed from MVP seasons from him, but if he is – high-level Rodgers, that team has a lot of answers.
You know a team that's getting slept on? Buffalo. Buffalo slipped the last 2 years, didn't go as far in the postseason as people wanted.
Well, 2 years ago, they had one of the all-time great games and losses, right. And they easily could have won it all.
I think people are sleeping on Buffalo now because, you know, they haven't gone to the Super Bowl in this window and they were popular picks, so everybody's like, well, they haven't done it, so it's all Cincinnati and Kansas City. I think Buffalo could be the team. I'm not ready to make my calls yet. My predictions don't mean anything anyway.
But we want obviously. We want to hear them.
And I'll tweet them before the season starts. But I think that Buffalo could be sneaky in that just everybody's kind of forgetting about them.
No, well, I think you're right that look, a year ago I was convinced this is the year. Buffalo's winning it this year. We joke, and I think I got them going 17-0. But I thought they had everything. You know, they loaded up on D a little bit, got a little more physical up front offensively, all that stuff. And Josh Allen, I mean, he took a step back, and Daboll left. And so what does that mean? I mean, that's the – to me, right? Is that a trend?
I think they could refine their footing. I mean, Daboll hurts. You're not going to, you know, not miss a step. But I also think McDermott, a little underrated. Now they got weirdness on the defensive side of the ball too, right? Leslie Frazier disappears. And so you've got to – if you're a good staff and a good team, I think you survive those losses. And I think I think McDermott is underrated.
He's a very good coach.
So we'll see what they do.
What about Zeke going to the Pats?
It's surprising because – I shouldn't say surprising, but – he's getting up to $6 million. They're just such a committee team. Ramondre Stevenson, J.J. Taylor, C.J. Yeah. Marable. I don't even know him.
I didn't even consider the Pats for him.
No. It's kind of weird. I think he'll get overdrafted in fantasy and stuff, and he'll have some weeks where he does stuff and everybody get all excited. Then the next week he'll have six carries.
Yeah, that's how it almost always is there. At running back. One question on the text line, but driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Real quick for you here from Dennis. How is Chig's development as a blocker coming along? Have you been able to get any sense for that?
I mean, I just think the one thing that they say routinely, and this goes back to you writing about it, 2 weeks ago, you know, he's not going to grow. So it's a technique thing. He's not going to maul.
Right.
That's not what they're looking for. He needs to be in somebody's way for a little while.
He's a hybrid kind of
player. As a pass protector. Run blocking situations, you're generally going to want somebody else to be doing the job most of the time. He'll be doing it enough to keep people on it so it's not predictable stuff. But I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's technique and – I mean, he's definitely worked hard at it, but yeah, it's I don't have a great sense either at this point, but I think you can expect some improvement. All right, 4-pack to PBR Stampede Days at Bridgestone Arena this Saturday. Caller, we'll do four. It's a 4-pack. We'll do caller number 4, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this episode of Robbie and Rex Road. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Join 102.5 and 106.3 The Game this Sunday for MTSU Athletics Fan Day. Fans will come out to see the football, volleyball, and track and field teams as the fall season is weeks away. You can get autographs, enjoy live music along with inflatables, face painting, and balloon artists for the kids. The fun will be at Floyd Stadium from 3 to 5 this Sunday. You don't want to miss out on that. Welcome back in. Final segment of Robbie and Rex Show, 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Paul Kaharski wrapping up his stint in place of Robbie Stanley.
Nashville Grass 365 has been kind enough to sponsor this whole deal for me. For a playground or high traffic area, their sealed turf, superior synthetic grass is a perfect solution. Just go to nashville.grass365.com to find more details.
So if you got some questions for PK right now, get them in quickly on the phone line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com or text line. Thomas in Nashville. Says, good morning, Joe. You know I love your show. People can say whatever they want about PK. I am one that misses hearing him on the radio daily. I don't always agree with him, but I love his passion, his propensity to find the truth and report it. Not to mention, he was so kind to my now 17-year-old son, only once live in person on the radio over a call. And also, he says, P.S., I'm the guy who fell off the stage after meeting Heath Shuler. You may remember that. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Thomas. You remember that, PK?
I'm known for my kindness.
Yes. I mean, that's what we've really nailed down here.
People just forget or choose not to see it.
Will from, yeah, I mean, you know, I think Positive PK pales in comparison to your radiant energy. By the way, thanks to Dennis for the amazing illustration.
Yeah,
I'm
looking good in that.
You in a flowery shirt with a little, some
hair,
some lettuce up top, and it's with a nice big smile on your face. That's a really beautiful thing. Will from Nashville says, Joe, do ask Paul. I heard you tell him after a Stilly and Pauly session that 85% of your listeners ask good questions, offer insightful commentary, able to correct grammar, etc. I want a rating of your audience since he's leaving. Not Positive PK, a real PK of the Robbie and Rex, a rating of the Robbie and Rex Road audience.
I don't know that I could give an accurate assessment because Joe screens the texts, and so I'm hearing the best. And I will say this has been a great experience, but the one disappointment is that we haven't taken a lot of calls, and I was looking forward to some arm wrestling with some callers.
Yeah, we don't do it. Like, the text line has really become the sort of the meeting ground. I mean, there's some calls. You're right. It's been lower calls.
I like
calls
a little
normal.
Bit more back and forth with callers, which is something that I've missed.
So. You're not going to say. You're not going to say it's the most brilliant.
I think the audience. I think the audience. What I've been exposed to of the audience has been quite good.
I promise you. I mean, I guess I could have just given you the text line. You could have looked at, but I just thought it was too much going
on.
Yeah,
no, it would have been too much.
But it's not like I've been cutting out a whole bunch of ridiculous garbage. You know, I can.
Oh, you have
that.
Read some ridiculous.
Oh, sure.
Garbage,
of
but
course.
I think the ridiculous garbage at this station saves itself for the afternoon slot because it knows it'll be given credit. Credibility.
Hey PK, who's got the best pizza in New York? You got a quick answer on that one?
I don't have a particular spot. Virtually everywhere is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to here, where virtually everywhere is bad.
Yeah, I've never found a bad slice of New York style pizza. We got 5 minutes left, PK. You have things you'd like to say?
Well, I don't have 5 minutes worth of thank yous, but I just want to thank Nick here, who's produced us well outside of the Positive PK segment, and I think taken constructive criticism well. I got to thank Robbie, for impregnating his wife and seeing this Heather and seeing this thing through with Allison Reese, and I hope his return to work is smooth. But he created a small void here that I've enjoyed filling. Chase McCabe, who the program director beyond his show, who saw fit to agree to having me here, and the general manager Sean Fort, and Nashville Grass 365 that completely made this possible, and then everybody that's listened who made me feel completely at home here, and the feedback has really been. I haven't screened what I've seen on Twitter and social media, and it's been almost universally positive, so I really appreciate that. I miss it more than I realize based on having been back in it. I haven't really begrudged the 4:30 wake-up call and everything, and you, Joe, I appreciate the invitation and the banter, and it's been a lot of fun. And so I hope for more opportunity here. If you want to sponsor my 10 minutes turning into an hour on Wednesday morning with these guys, please search us out. And Chase and I think have an appointment to talk about potentially more opportunity for me here. So the more you talk to him and the more you talk to the game about that, the more likely it becomes. So I appreciate your support.
Yep, we need more PK on the radio without question. Before we go, you are heading to Minneapolis. And you got the joint practices. So we asked Kevin Seifert earlier, talking matchups a little bit. What are the big things for you this week for the Titans? What do they need to get done? What are you most interested in?
Well, I want to see how they handle Hunter, who's the best pass rusher they're going to face there. And that's probably an Andre Dillard thing, first and foremost, I would imagine. You got to have eyes on Justin Jefferson, right? So those one-on-ones. 7-on-7s in particular, all eyes have to be on him. You've got to make choices when you're a one-man operation and watching offense and defense. My eyes are going to go where the stars are as often as possible, and it's hard. You know, the more you try to watch, the less you actually see. So I've learned that in years of watching these joint sessions. I'm going to watch the stars and
so
see
what will
how
you
the do Titans
one day?
Do.
Will you do O one day, a D one day?
I think I'll try to do that, but I probably will. Yeah, I think I'll try to do that unless the Titans sit some guys, and I don't see that. I think Mike Vrabel has changed his ways here. You know, when they were in Tampa Bay, was that last year? You know, there are a lot of guys not playing.
2 years ago?
Two years ago?
You mean, I don't know. Old brain. An avalanche of love for you on the text line, by the way. A question I didn't get to.
Go ahead, read a bunch.
Okay. It was a great couple of weeks with PK. It's been good hearing you back on the radio. Don't be a stranger from Justin. Joy from Bellevue. It was a joy to have you on the radio, et cetera, et cetera. I mean,
thank
it's
you,
love. It's
you.
Love.
Thank you.
So,
love.
Question that I didn't get to earlier, and I think it's absolutely valid and critical this week, the kickers. It wasn't good enough Saturday. And I know Shudak had a good day yesterday, but wasn't good enough. And I'm really wondering, like, do they feel like they've got somebody in one of those guys? Or, like, how big is this week on that front?
I think it's big. I mean, I think if you don't get good performance, a great performance out of one of them this weekend, you got to start to check in on those other guys. I'm not conscious of what battles are like around the league. You know, maybe they feel like nobody else is going to be looking, so they could take a little bit longer before they call the veterans. But I'd certainly have them on the pipeline.
And who is the best of the veterans out there?
I should know, but I don't, and I can't fake it right now. But I will know by pregame Saturday.
I mean, so how old is okay, so wait. Crosby is – okay. For some reason, I thought that Mason Crosby was one of those possibilities potentially.
Is
he? Is he with the Browns now? Yeah, I don't know. Well, they may have to look there, but they would rather not look there, and they'd rather see one of those guys start to
– step up.
Yeah, bury it.
Yeah, start by kicking off inbounds. Yeah. That would be my big recommendation.
That would be a help. PK, it's been a joy, my friend. Enjoy Minneapolis, and we will talk – actually, we'll talk to you, I think, Friday with your recap of that too.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody buddy. Out there, don't block the box, and be sure to lock your locks.
Chase McCabe Show coming up next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.